This is Dr. Olivero dictating on Lydia Gregory. The last name is Gregory. First name Lydia, Lydia. Number one, this is the patient. This is a 74-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the presence of a hyponatremia. The hyponatremia is behaving like a syndrome of inappropriate ADH. The urinary excretion of sodium is 39. The serum osmolarity, the urine osmolarity is reported at 363. And the serum osmolarity is within a normal range. Period fluid restriction has been recommended, and the patient has maintained serum sodium of 134, and the patient is asymptomatic. Number two, a renal dynamic scan was done in order to assess the so-called horseshoe kidney and the functions. This test was done in September the 10th of 2024, and there is a decrease of overall renal function in the left kidney. That the findings are consistent with chronic kidney disease, and in the spleen function, the left kidney accounts just for the 28% of the total kidney function. Period. The right kidney is with a normal nuclear renogram, and that is 72% contribution to the overall kidney function. The facts were explained in detail to the patient. We don't know the reason for her to have an atrophy of the left kidney. However, she has a serum creatinine that is 0.87, a BUN of 22, an estimated GFR of 70. The protein creatinine ratio is 100 milligrams per gram of creatinine, and the albumin creatinine ratio is within normal range. Following number, the patient has osteoporosis that is treated by the primary. Following number, hyperlipidemia. That is also under control with the cholesterol of 185, HDL 86, LDL 89, and triglycerides of 36. Following number, the patient is being evaluated by Dr. Onishi because alteration and presence of microscopic hematuria in the past. And apparently there is some type of findings that I have to be aware. I'm going to retrieve the records from Dr. Onishi in order to have my information complete. The patient doesn't have any dysuria, doesn't have any pyuria, and doesn't have symptoms of urinary tract infection. No evidence of proteinuria, as mentioned before. We are going to reevaluate this case in 1 year, and the patient was advised to call us if there is something acute that we should be aware of. I invested 12 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face and discussing the findings 20 minutes, and in the documentation, 8 minutes.